Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Durham's prosecution of Steele dossier point man Igor Deshenko trial is exposing a corrupt FBI. Denial is no longer possible. FBI headquarters not only pumped up Russiagate scandal, knowing none of the evidence was real, it then turned around to help suppress actual evidence of Hunter Biden crimes that tainted now President Biden ahead of the 2020 election. Deshenko admitted under oath that he made it all up, and the FBI still relied on the dossier to get FISA court warrants four times afterward to spy on President Trump and other Republicans. As violent crime in America continues at high levels, another police officer is murdered Thursday afternoon. Raleigh police in North Carolina are reporting an underage suspect is in custody hours after a mass shooting that left five people dead, including an off-duty police officer. Police are investigating multiple crime scenes. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
Tonight, terror has reached our doorstep. The nightmare of every community has come to Raleigh. This is a senseless, horrific, and infuriating act of violence that has been committed.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Friday, the latest in a series of launches by North Korea. South Korea was forced to scramble fighter jets when a group of about 10 North Korean military aircraft flew too close to their border. As the mostly partisan January 6th committee votes to subpoena President Trump, this is mainly for show, as the committee dissolves at the end of the year. President Trump did lash out at Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi for denying his request to call in the National Guard before January 6th. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a petition from President Trump barring the special master from reviewing some of the classified documents seized from Trump's Florida home. The Morrilton Country Club in central Arkansas is at the center of a controversy over a prize that was offered if a competitor hit a hole-in-one on the 10th tee. The club said anyone who got a hole-in-one on the 10th tee would receive the keys to a Ford F-150 pickup truck, thanks to a local dealership. They called it the Tournament of the Century. Austin Claggett of Conway, Arkansas, went out to the tee box and sank that hole-in-one. The car dealership said the country club promoted the truck as a prize without their knowledge. Here come the lawyers. With the cooler weather settling onto the northern hemisphere of Earth, it's cold and flu season time again in America.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do, and it's our commitment to you and to this country. We've got a country to save, and you got to figure out what side you're on, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here with you at 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got John Whitehead joining us. He's the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Hey, John, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, fine. You know, busy as usual. All the crazy things going around in the country. I'm very concerned about the future.
Without a doubt.
Very much concerned.
John, you think that the minions are going to have enough? I mean, they're being pushed in such a way that there's going to be a response. It's like the government is egging, you know, a revolt on here. I mean, they are purposely destroying this country with their policies, and their policies that are only supported by a small minority when you think about it. And so what we've come into now is we have a rule by the minority. And along this way, it's increasingly painful, whether it's at the gas pump buying groceries, the threats domestically with people coming across the border, terrorists we don't even know about, incredible numbers. And then when you look for, you know, some kind of understanding of what's your justification, what is your dream and hope here by doing away with, our energy independence, doing away with jobs. What is the hope and vision that you have for our country that gives us some kind of hope that, hey, you know, we're okay, we're hanging in there with you and your party for 2 more years?
Well, I will say this, that the majority of haven't ruled for many years for the simple reason that the people running Washington, D.C., that's a very small group of people with money. It's called the deep state. I've studied, I've written on it. People go to Rutherford.org and read. It's documented. I mean, it's admitted. The FBI actually admits there's a deep state. They call it the seventh floor group. It runs everything, and they run it for one thing. They want money, control. They want taxes to the hilt. They want to be able to do anything they want to do to us, run roughshod over us or whatever, and that's their game. And they're working with corporations around the world, by the way. The Chinese now have police offices in the United States. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Pretty scary stuff because you got the Chinese and they have the Confucius Institutes on campuses teaching about China. Mm-hmm. China is a totalitarian regime. Has a tremendous amount of power. So in the Biden administration, whatever, they waffle on all that stuff. They're not standing up against anything. But most presidents haven't, by the way. It's a very dangerous situation we're in. And what I'm trying to do is to get to wake people up to see that there is something we can do about it. And we can push back on this thing, which you're going to have to be very, very careful. The FBI now is doing these SWAT team raids. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. And if you've seen any of the raids, they're dressed like the military now in their military outfits. And listen, folks, what did George Washington say? Do not have a standing army on American soil. They saw it. They got shot in the streets. They invaded churches, the British soldiers did, those kind of things. And it's something that we better wake up, folks. You only have a little amount of time. You need to get educated. And the thing we talk about all the time on this program, education precedes action. You need to know what's going on. As James Madison said, we often mistrust all those in power. The fellow who wrote our Bill of Rights. And it's a pretty scary situation. When I'm talking to police officers or, listen, lawyers that can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights anymore, I'm going, Lord, what is going on here?
Yeah.
We, the key elements in our republic are the Bill of Rights, and they're not being taught, and no one knows them. And I'm going, what the heck?
Right.
You know, and that's why I'm out there screaming, learn your Bill of Rights, learn your rights, and exercise those rights peacefully. Like, and I'm also warning, be very, very careful. They want you to be a violent. Any form of violence, they love it. They come back on you and they bang your head. They put you on trial. They'll do whatever they can to make sure that you never have that right again. So get wise, study and learn these things. But I don't, listen, I've been doing this for over 40 years. Doing it out of Washington, D.C. This is the worst I've ever seen in this country.
Right. Well, John, and the other thing, people wonder, they go, wait a minute, you know, here we can't do anything, but we just had a summer of love, allegedly, where there was billions of dollars in damage. Hardly anybody went to jail. There is no accountability for this destruction that, you know, some of these communities are going to be eternally devastated because of what they've done. And so here we have, you know, conservatives, like what happened on January 6th, just say, look, at, you know, we have questions. Well, the answer they had is you go straight to jail. That's their answer for the questions that we had.
And
right?
They're doing that. That's why the trial is so publicized in Washington, D.C. It's coming through the corporate media, which, by the way, I've studied more about this. The CIA, NSA work with CBS News, all those outlets. CNN, be very, very careful what you get fed. They're indoctrinating you. And they're basically taking over everything right now. And you can say this is conspiracy theorists, but listen, Carl Bernstein of Bernstein Woodward out with a great article when he was shocked after they had taken Nixon down, he won the Pulitzer Prize, this great author. He wrote an article that when he started working with mainstream media, he was shocked by all the intelligence agencies working with all the big corporate media. So we're in a very corrupt.
You see, that's another, and that's another layer of the deep state. I mean, you mentioned the FBI and CIA and this. They're all part of this cabal. And, you know, clearly this is what's being revealed. We saw it in the 2016 election with the interference of the FBI. Again, they interfered in 2020. You know, it's just been, it is just rank corruption, John. And so, unless the, if we can't get a hold of this country, I mean, if we can't get a hold of the power levels of this country and put it back into the hands of we the people, I mean, how much worse can it get, John?
It's going to get worse. We're modeling Nazi Germany, in my opinion. I was talking to someone yesterday. I was saying, all my research, I've written over 30 books, as you know. Studied Nazi Germany. I am so, I'm looking at this going, my Lord, what are we doing? Do we want to have another Hitler or whatever? And, you know, again, people loved Hitler. Most of them did. They were taking people away to concentration camps, but they were indoctrinated through the media. So the thing is, I'm seeing a repeat of something I don't like, and I want to stand up and fight. But I'm, you know, more and more people are saying, "Oh, John, let's just leave off, you know, and let things go." You know, but I'm not going to let things go. No, it's our job as citizens. We're supposed to be the boss, as the Constitution says. Mm-hmm. We the people. It starts with that. We are the government.
Right.
And we're going to have to get this thing set straight. If you care about your children, your grandchildren, you're going to do something about it. You're not going to sit on your butt watching CNN.
Right, exactly. And we got to understand, I mean, this is a long-haul kind of fight. Those on the left, these progressive, this cabal that's operating, they figure the heck with the law. They're going to go ahead and continue and abuse the Constitution, ignore the Constitution, because they figure by the time it gets to court and the judges hear it, you know, maybe we're talking 3-5 years, right, John?
Yep, at least.
And then how much more damage, right? I mean, this is what people who only think about power and control, they have figured out the algorithm in order to manage their, you know, their control of the power, right? So this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from John Whitehead on the other side. Stay with us. Right now, we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, continues with us. John, this latest column that you have regarding SCOTUS giving police the green light to preemptively shoot and kill drivers they fear could pose a danger to others. Put this in perspective so we understand, because the headline itself is quite foreboding.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has ruled just recently that a Michigan police officer who shot and killed a man who was swerving in and out of traffic, supposedly, and the policeman saw him. And he pulled in with his girlfriend at White Castle to eat a hamburger. And, again, instead of the policeman just pulling up quietly, getting out, walking up to the car, the police ran up the car with his gun drawn on the guy. Freaked the guy out. He pulls it back up, and the policeman shot him. And killed him. And that case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the policeman got qualified immunity, that it was fine, basically what he did, and that was it. And what I'm seeing this so many times, many cases I've been involved in, by the way, after outrageous things that happen to clients, and you go to the courts, and the courts give the police qualified immunity. What this does now, it says to them they can do whatever they want to do. They can just blast you away, and they're doing it, by the way. They're crashing into people's homes. The FBI now, all these raids we're seeing and stuff like that, the police now have been given the green light. They can crash through your door, 80,000 SWAT team raids and all that stuff, shooting veterans, by the way, decorated veterans in their own homes, searching for marijuana. They don't find marijuana. What happens? They get qualified immunity. Listen, if we don't start holding our government officials, and that's what police are, they're government officials accountable to the people, then they are our rulers, and we have to bow before them. And that's exactly where all this is headed with the courts. And the courts are very hard to navigate, especially these days. Again, they don't know the Constitution. Most judges I talk to, I mean, they've made fun of me in courts, some judges. And I'll say, I'm raising the Constitution, sir. And he'll go, okay. And he'll give a real slanty look on his face. Let's hear about the Constitution. And I'm going, wait a minute.
Yeah, right. The reason you're sitting where you are is because of the Constitution, right? Exactly.
But that's what I'm seeing. And it's got to the point where there's no respect for our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, or anything by government officials. And again, don't make violence and rule part of policing. And a lot of the police chiefs now are being trained at Quantico militarily by the FBI. That's why you're seeing this. I've had some good police chiefs, by the way, who have asked to meet with me, and I've met with them. They said, how can I change these things? And I tell them that the respect to people, don't approach people with a gun drawn unless the guy's got his gun drawn or is doing something. Try to calmly address the issue, and most people will settle down, and there'll be no violence. But if you rush at somebody's car, if I'm sitting somewhere and I see someone rushing at me with a gun, if I don't know it's the cop right away, I got my wife in the car, I'm heading out, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
What am I going to do? I don't have a gun in my car or anything like that. What can I do? They got all the guns. They've got the MRAPs. They've got the helmets and stuff, and they're rushing at you with a gun. And here I am, an American, and I'm paying the bill, by the way. All my tax money is paying for what they're doing. And, again, they've lost this idea that they should be respecting us as the government, as their master.
Right.
They are the masters now. And that's a sad situation to see.
Well, the whole idea of law enforcement is managing the threat, right? So it's kind of like what happened in January 6th. The things that they did there, that the police did, was just anarchy. Just amongst law enforcement, they exacerbated the problem. They didn't offer any kind of relief whatsoever.
They want that so they can get more control. They want to make it look like it's crazy and that the citizens are at fault. And at that point, they move in and take control. Say, we got to take control of these people.
Right.
And I see it all the time. So, I keep warning people, be very careful when you're doing these things.
Well, and that is a clear cautionary note that we need to embrace and hold to. But meanwhile, we've got to do something about this, John. So, you know, what is step one? I mean, you and I always talk about, knowledge. You've got to own this stuff. And this is something that I've been saying over and over the last couple of weeks, is that we've got to own this knowledge. It can't be something that they just hear from, from John Whitehead or Bill Martinez. I mean, you've got to know this stuff. We talk about being constitutionally literate. You've got to engage it. You've got to spend some time, put down the remote, put down the video games for a moment, and give yourself You know, the time to understand and own this knowledge. That's what empowers an electorate that can stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, we're not getting that right now. We're not getting it because they've dumbed us down. The school curriculum and that over the years has been done in such a way that we have been groomed. We've been groomed by the elite so that we would be, you know, willing sheep to the slaughter here, John.
Yes. And people forget that when the British in early America, during the Revolution, they burned the churches first. And why they did, that's where the Patriots met. And that's where the Black Regiment began. That was the ministers who would give their sermons and then pull off their black robe, and they'd have a rifle by their pedestal, and they'd say, it's time to defend America. And that's what the key is. It was local governments that established America. Local governments. And our 10th Amendment says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Take over your local governments, ladies and gentlemen, and start saying no to this stuff that you're seeing. And you can do that. That's what they fear. They don't want local governments. They want everything controlled out of the corrupt government in D.C. They don't want honest
governments
around the country. Take over your governments, folks.
Yeah, because as you say, this deep state that consists of these bought and sold bureaucrats, John, they're killing this country. I mean, what kind of country are we going to turn over to the next generation?
Chaos, and it's a country that has no morals anymore. Judeo-Christian morals have been lost. The things that we believe in, folks, and it's going to be tough. I mean, great fighters of the past, from Jesus on, that stood up for truth, they got in a lot of trouble. But that's the point. When you take a stand, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who opposed Hitler, said the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. It's going to not be easy, but be dedicated for the sake that you love your community, you love your friends, you love your children, your family, and you're going to be willing to sacrifice yourself out there for them. That's a real rebel, and we need more rebels that will do that and take stands. Mm-hmm. But be very, very careful. Like I said, the FBI will watch you. They'll try to invade and get involved in you. People don't realize the FBI pays informants up to $85,000 a year, the FBI, or federal government, to help you commit a crime or to get in and make you violent so that they can take control. Those are actual facts. So watch out. Be sure you know who you're working with, because you're dealing with a government that has really no morals anymore. Without Judeo-Christian morals in this country, we're going to go toward collapse. So churches, get out of the churches, get into the communities, and start preaching the word to everybody, not just your congregation.
Well, like you say, John, the signs are there. You know, the evidence. Here we get a report this week. The FBI offering $1 million for false information to cover their back ends on this faux Russian delusion narrative that they knew was wrong from the get-go. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. But like you said, see, we have lost our moral compass as a country, because it's not cool. It's not cool to say that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. It's not cool to say you are a God follower, that you believe in God, you're fearful of God and his laws. And the fact of the matter is that we're reaping what we have sown. And paying a big price here. And we have a choice. It's like that Pennzoil commercial, pay me now or pay me later. Always, when you have lost your way and your moral compass, the price down the road, much more painful, much more expensive, isn't it, John?
Exactly. And like I say, folks, get educated and get up on your feet. Go to our website at Rutherford.org and get, we have a lot of material there for you, the alerts or whatever. Know that and take over your local communities and fight for truth.
It's doable, isn't it, John? I mean, we're not.
Well, yeah, it's definitely doable. Yeah.
We're not creating something that it wasn't there before, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is, this is, we're renewing something that needs renewing. So we've done it before, so we can do it again.
We can do it again. Like I said, one person can change the world. One person can change their community. Three people can overtake their community.
There it is,
folks,
John Whitehead. Thank you, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut, smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory, sizzling sausage. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to boost immune health. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the mostly partisan January 6th committee votes to subpoena President Trump, Trump did lash out at Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi for denying his request to call in the National Guard before January 6th. As violent crime in America continues at high levels, another police officer is murdered Thursday afternoon. Raleigh police in North Carolina are reporting an underage suspect is in custody hours after a mass shooting that left five people dead, including an off-duty police officer. Police are investigating multiple crime scenes. Democrat Governor Roy Cooper.
The nightmare of every community has come to Raleigh. This is a senseless, horrific, and infuriating act of violence.
Major League Baseball chase for the World Series continues with playoff games today through the weekend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Questions are continuing to be asked regarding January 6th and Donald Trump. Will he or will he not? Well, the author, political commentator, and film producer Nina May is with us now. Hey, Nina, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Very good. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing terrific. Give us an update, all that you're aware of regarding, you know, what Donald Trump is facing, in this January 6th, committee hearing. All kinds of innuendo and leaks and everything else. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you mean that the show trial where they're allowing one side to give testimony, most of that is hearsay testimony, that show trial? Yeah.
That show trial,
He could do one, take it one way, he could do what Eric Holder does and just said, forget that I'm not showing up, and they go, okay, pass the strawberries, nothing to see. Or he could do it, and then he's got two options. He could do a Clinton Comey and say, gosh, I don't remember. Gee, that doesn't sound familiar. No, doesn't ring a bell. He could do that. Or he could go armed with the truth and the facts that have not been shown yet. And the bottom line, and I've been saying this all along, the timeline just does not work. He started speaking an hour after he was supposed to start speaking. They were filming the break-in before that. Now, he's not even started speaking, yet they're saying that he's inciting a riot from people that are already there. They're not able to hear what he is. They're a mile away from each other. They can't hear what he's saying. So even when he did, 20 minutes in, say, I think I'm supposed to go up there and meet y'all at the Capitol or something. We heard that. My film crew heard that. We said, well, shoot, we can barely hear what he's saying. Let's get our crew up there and let's catch what's going on. So when they're saying that the barricades will be in breach 53 up there, time and barricades anywhere. When that film of those barricades being fingers, there's no one in the background behind them. And at that time, there were a ton of people there. We left the Capitol Hill at 9:30 that morning. The place was packed with people. So when did they shoot that footage? Right. That just doesn't make any sense. Then the claim is that, well, why didn't he say something immediately? Two things. You've got 1:15. He's finished his speech. It's a speech, for goodness sakes. If something had happened, the world was coming to an end, someone would have interrupted his speech and said, excuse me, Mr. President, the world is coming to an end. You must do something.
Right.
No one said anything.
Yeah.
No one even told him as soon as he finished his speech, because guess what? They didn't know what was happening on the Hill. They didn't really know until the Joint Chiefs of Staff met at 2:30 with Mark Milley. And the very first time, and that was at 2:30, the very first time Trump tweeted was 2:38. And he tweeted out, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They're truly on the side of the country. Stay peaceful. They've been lying this entire time, saying the first time that he talked to people was at like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or something. He spoke again at 3:13. He said, I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Then again at 3:36.
Right.
Kayleigh McEnany. So no, they were tweeting, but guess what? Twitter and Facebook took down all of his tweets. So no one could see the facts of what had happened. And they're not interested in the facts. I mean, this is sort of like,
not.
You know, Plato's cave allegory. They have their own understanding of what the reality is, and they could care less what the other side is. And that's why they've never allowed another witness, not one person that counters the hearsay evidence of what they're bringing forward. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And they want it to keep going, which is very frightening, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, they have control of the narrative. They get away with all these lies. And this is what's happened time and again, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. They set up this story. Then you hear the truth from Donald Trump and you go, wow, they lied to us again. And and so how would the former president have a fair shot in this fake show trial and present his case when they're not interested in the rule of law? I mean, they've obliterated the rule of law. So why should he even bother? I mean, where can his case truly be presented, Nina, to where, you know, fair-minded people can judge for themselves?
Well, we've been trying to get the facts out from day one. And we have tons and tons of facts, tons of timelines, tons of facts that show there's a total inconsistency with what they've been saying in that committee hearing. They've literally been lying. And again, not allowing an alternative voice to be heard. Here's what I would do. I would say, okay, if I was him, I'd say, listen, I will present the facts to you, but I'm not going to do it in person. I can either have, you know, a representative come in and read the facts. I can send them to you. I can fax them to you. I can, you know, email them to you, but I'm not going to come in there and be a part of your show trial, because what it does is it reinforces the fact that what you're doing is totally illegitimate. You're violating your oath of office to uphold the Constitution. I'm not going to have any part of that. And I think if he took that kind of a strong stance, it would put them back on their heels. Maybe it would throw it into the Supreme Court, you know, because now you've got all three branches, you know, playing in the mud on this one, and see what they say. Now, if they say, no, you really have to, you know, go in and testify because you've been subpoenaed to do this, then you go in and just sit there and you don't say anything. Or again, you do a Comey and a Clinton. Gosh, I don't remember. Gee, I don't recall. Wow. Gee, I'm kind of hungry. You know, whatever it is. But I think it's up to us to elevate this back to a position of, you know, judicial equality, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And he's got nothing.
No, exactly.
He's got so many facts on his side. I mean, so many facts. The fact that they say that, oh, he incited this riot. Well, 2 days before that, the Oath Keepers, head of the Oath Keepers, was arrested by the FBI. The White House must have known that. He was the one that offered for the National Guard troops.
National Guard, right, exactly.
Something were to happen. So he knew that, okay, something might happen. I'm certainly not calling it to happen. But if it does, let's be ready for this. And what's her name? Bowser said no. Bowser should be called in as a co-conspirator, because she, on her personal website, on the D.C. website, posted where people could go, what roads would be open, which ones would be closed, where to park, what subways to take. So she knew they were coming in. Is she a co-conspirator? What about the park services? They issued four permits that day for rallies at the Capitol. So they can't now come and claim that these people are trespassing. No, the government gave them a right to be there. Well, not just the government. The Constitution gave them a right to peacefully, you know, protest and make their voices be heard. So, no, he's got a ton of facts on his side. And maybe it would be one of those times where the entire world would be turning in, just like they did on the funeral for Queen Elizabeth. Everyone in the world would be listening to his testimony. But I would encourage him, have it written down and read it, and don't add anything or take anything away. Otherwise, you'll be spending the rest of your life in Leavenworth. They'll make sure.
Would they allow him to present his case? Because I see, these people, you know, negating and cutting off his responses, and what we would hope to do is have his side of the story entered into the record. And right now, his side is not entered into the record. As you say, this is clearly a one-sided. Yes, exactly. So
they're not allowing that.
So how can he do that? Like you said, okay, he shows up because he's got to show up and just say, look, I'm gonna take the Fifth. And of course, all the CNN reporters and everybody else, well, he's taking the Fifth because he knows he's guilty. No, he's taking the Fifth because he knows he doesn't have a fair shot to present his case.
Well, that too. But again, I think if he were to put down all the facts, the timeline, who said what he said when he tweeted, that he did not break any law, period, end of story.
Right.
And have that all there. Just read it and say nothing else. And say, you know, I plead the Fifth. I don't even like to plead the Fifth. Just say, gee, I've got nothing else to say. Right. That's it. I've given you my answer right here. I've got nothing else to add. I've given you my answer right here. Just keep saying that over and over and over again. And if you have anything, you can even add, if you have anything that challenges this timeline I've got, please bring it forward. Oh, let me see, what could that be? Let's talk about the 14,000 hours of security tape that you will not release to the public. He should call for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he could put them back on their heels for the things they've been hiding and lying about. So...
Is there any way where you know, I got to think, like you say, you talk about a made-for-TV movie here. If he just said, okay, look, this is appointment television, you know, we're going to have a two-hour presentation of the facts according to Donald J. Trump. And set this aside, and I could see who am I thinking of? We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. We've got to go to quick break here right now. It's about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More from Nina after this.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. Till you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, having a little technical difficulty with Nina May. And as we try to reconnect with her, meanwhile, just to summarize what we're talking about, I mean, she laid out just one aspect here in terms of the timeline and the narrative that Nancy Pelosi, Capitol Police, what the Democrats would want us to believe, sadly, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. We know where they stand. They hate Trump, so you can appreciate their bias in all this. And when I say appreciate it, at least have it noted so you understand what kind of information you're getting here. But, you see, the Democrats are not interested in the truth. They do everything they can to avoid this. They've set up this thing in such a way and painted a picture much the same way, if you remember what happened with 9/11. You know, we saw things, and there's clearly you see things with your eyes and you have a certain perception of it, right? And then you go to the media to confirm, deny, or, reinforce what it is that you thought you saw. And the media was real good because they already had a story that they were going to lay out for us. They didn't do any deep dive research. They weren't interested because they knew what they were going to do with this. They knew how it was going to be handled. Now, you might even say that they were full aware that this was going to happen because they were so much in front of this. So how could they be so far in front of it if they didn't have advanced knowledge that this was going to come down? So the same thing here. I mean, the same pattern. Do you kind of understand how this pattern is forming? And our eyes are seeing it, and then we're reinforced with this false narrative, because that's what our government's been doing. I mean, they haven't given it to us straight for decades. They continue to move things around, just like right now. You've got a president, call it for what it is, the most feeble leader that we've had in modern history, putting us on the brink of a nuclear Armageddon. And he talks about it so casually, like it's no big whoop. You got to be kidding me. So, again, these are all these narratives that are all being put out there to what? To get us to believe anything but the truth so that they can maintain control and put the very essence and this idea of this great American experiment all at risk. I mean, this is how diabolical this is, as John Rutherford, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was explaining to us earlier. And we have to wake up, and I believe more and more Americans are waking up, and I think this is why we are going to see something come November that's going to be very shocking to the ruling class and the ruling elites. And I hope, I really do, I hope and pray that it is. It is so shocking and debilitating to them that the only answer that is clear for everybody is that we return to first principles and this constitutional republic. They continue to abuse the Constitution, flat out ignore it, almost act like it doesn't exist, break the law. I mean, this is including the President of the United States. You know, Larry Klayman talking about a citizen's grand jury and indicting the Bidens. I mean, you can, you know, at every turn, I mean, all this stuff that you hear more and more about the Biden family and Hunter Biden, it makes you sad. I mean, you know, here he is. He's got a kid that he loves very dearly. You can tell that he loves Hunter, but the kid's a mess. And then he gets him involved in this side hustle and, you know, takes advantage. I mean, his father took advantage of his own son to corrupt him and to get involved in this corrupt process, to make money for the Biden family at the expense of the American people. We've been sold down the river, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happened here. That's the truth. But they're going to do everything they can to maintain their narrative because power is that important. And the cost is, the quid pro quo is, Joe Biden gets to be president of the United States, the people get the shaft, and they get to, we're talking about the deep state that we mentioned earlier, they continue to hold on to the levers of power in this bureaucracy. It's like the Wizard of Oz. But see, this is what happened. When Donald Trump came on the scene, he pulled the veil back, and people saw what was going on. And boy, man, they couldn't get Donald Trump out of the way fast enough because they needed to get that shroud back so that they could continue to operate in the dark until they brought this country down. And they're so close to it. They're scarily so close to bringing this country down. And this is all by design. This is by accident. You know, they have operated and designed this process. This is how crazy, you know, this has become. I mean, it is scary. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I don't know what else to tell you other than this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And it demands that we participate. We have to if we're going to save this country. And I agree with John. We've got to reconnect. First of all, we've got to reconnect with our moral compass. You know, and we got to understand the principles of this country and what built this country were God-given principles. And when we were obedient to those, and don't give me this stuff about, oh, what about slavery? What about, look it. God knew that he was making a commitment with flawed people. God knew this. And he knew that we weren't perfect, never been perfect. We're this side of heaven. Nobody's going to be perfect here. God is aware of this. And there is salvation. There is a process. There is a way to reconnect to this moral agency that we've bankrupted. But if we ignore it, then we continue on this crazy path we're on. And as John said, it's just going to get more painful. And as Nina was pointing out to us, they're controlling the narrative. You think Donald Trump really is going to have a fair shot? He appears before this folk committee. They don't want to hear the answers. They're going to cut him off, just like they've done with other conservatives. They don't want to hear the answer. You know, they don't even want to. You know, this is the order of the day of these liberal progressives. You know, even at the local level, you get a father who's upset because the local school district decides to go totally woke, open up the bathrooms. And his daughter gets raped. Well, I mean, this absolutely defies everything that we know about, defies logic in that. But that's the way it goes. Anyway, we've got our connection with Nina May back. So we're grateful for that. Nina, welcome back. We've missed you. So
thanks. I'm sorry about that.
The thing. Oh, that's okay. You know, electronics, it happens sometimes. You know, we know that. So with 3.5 minutes left, I'm going to let you summarize where we are. I mean, you pointed out this timeline, just one point, you know, case in point as to the discrepancy and the narrative that they've put out there to control their story. But it really is a big lie. And clearly it's a lie just when you look at the timeline, as you pointed out. What other things do we need to look at real quick in the last 3 minutes we have together?
There are so many things that they totally left out on purpose because it would make them look bad. Within 5 minutes of the president ending his speech, again, we're now all up at the Capitol. It takes an hour to get about 55 minutes to walk from the White House to the Capitol. So we were in that first wave coming in. No barriers, nothing. The Capitol Hill police are just strolling around the grounds, looking at their phones. Now, remember, the breach had already happened, they said, 20 minutes before this. But why are Capitol Hill police just kind of strolling around? That doesn't make any sense. But the thing that was really frightening was up on the balconies of the Capitol, they were shooting flashbangs down into the crowd, a very peaceful crowd. And people were yelling, stop it, you're hurting people. And there were several people that were literally hit with the flashbangs. And I think one died. No one's going to report on it.
There were two people that had heart attacks, according to Epic.
Exactly.
Two people had heart attacks. Right.
And one was caused by the flashbang hitting them right in the chest. They don't tell you about that. Mm-hmm. Why were they even shooting flashbangs into a peaceful crowd and rubber bullets? Mm-hmm. There were several people. I know a friend of mine who's has a radio show. Her son got hit with a rubber bullet. He was doing nothing but just standing there. They're not telling you that. So if they were inciting a riot, I guess they got a riot. But the problem was, we saw when we were walking up there, we saw two busloads of Antifa-type people being unloaded and escorted across the road up through the west side of the Capitol, inside into the Capitol. Who were they and what were they? Gosh, it's interesting. We see them on TV later being the violent protesters inside. But this time they've got like little red hats on and, you know, Trump signs and stuff.
Yes.
It was the exact same people. We had a group of 10
same people
standing right next to us, dressed the same way. And we heard one of them say, okay, it's time to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And just like a military movement. And they were dressed like Antifa / MAGA people. And it was so clear that it was a setup that they got in there. We saw people on the streets with us. And suddenly we turn on TV, are in the Capitol. How did they get in the Capitol? Because my contention all along, as a producer, as a script writer, as a director, I'm saying that a lot of this is pre-filmed. And that you had extras in the background. And it just, the things just don't add up. They just don't add up. Why at 3:30?
So they manufactured a B-roll, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, it's very easy to film a scrum. You can have a scrum of anything going on. I can get three people in the middle of the woods to look like they're scrumming in the middle of a gazillion people. That happens. And why? When we walk back at 3:00 to the back of the Capitol, this is the Supreme Court side, we walk from the Supreme Court back to the Capitol because we were watching the TV and it was showing things that were not happening. We walk back there, and all these Capitol Hill police kind of strolling around getting selfies with the Trump people. This is when all hell's supposed to be breaking loose. And guess what?
Exactly.
There was not one ambulance, not one EMP, not one siren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.